Hey everyone, it's Angelo and I am back from vacation. Yes, I've been on vacation and there's not much that I could have talked about. Well, I guess I could have talked about health and fitness, but as far as my journey goes, all I did was consume food for about a month. And so I'm back from Italy and getting back into the routine of things. I have to say, in Italy, I ate a lot of food and a lot of it. I mean, every single day, I ate a lot of food. I did do a lot of walking too, but not enough that I didn't think that it was going to help me offset the calories that I consumed. But anyways, as I was consuming the food, one of the biggest things that I realized, or felt, I should say, is that as I was consuming a lot of food in Italy, I never got that feeling of like, bleh. You know, like out here in the US, if I eat a lot of food, I'm automatically feeling like, bleh. Like my stomach is achy, I feel bloaty, and just feel bad that I just ate a whole bunch of stuff. But when I was in Italy, I never ever felt that way unless I overate. But I mean, I could eat as much junk as I wanted and I didn't feel bad. So that was one thing I realized. The other thing that I realized that really got me was that the time change right now. The time change is killing me. For some reason, I'm just like really tired. But it was super hot out there. I'm switching gears real quick because this is really insane, actually. So when I was out in Italy, there was a heat wave. And we're talking like every day was 103 degrees. And there was just a lot of things going on. I mean, we lost electricity, we had no water, we had no AC, no nothing. And in where we first stopped was Sicily. And what happens in Sicily is the way they build their houses is out of pretty much brick and metal. And you're like in an oven. And anyway, so the place that we first stayed at was super hot. But I enjoy the heat, but it was so hot out there. Every time you did something, you were always thirsty. Always thirsty. So I drank so much water while I was out there, which was a good thing. But when I came back here to the US, guess what happened? My water consumption disappeared because there was no like need for it. So that's something I know I was struggling with before I left for Italy. I was hoping that I was in such a deep habit from Italy that it would carry over, but it didn't. So I still have to figure out how to consume more water. After I got back from Italy, pretty much I got right back into the swing of things with work. But what I did hold off on was the eating until Saturday. So Saturday, we came back on a Wednesday. So I ate Thursday, Friday, Saturday to close out the week of splurging, or the month, I should say. And I jumped on that scale on Friday, and guess how much weight I gained? Take a guess. That's right. You probably could guess either you're over or under, but it was 7 pounds. I gained 7 pounds in 1 month that now I have to figure out how to shed. Well, I don't have to figure it out, but so this actually is part of the plan. I was hoping to gain the weight. Now I'm going into phase 3 of my journey here in weight loss. And what I'm going to try to do is lose the weight, but gain muscle this time. Before, I just lost the weight. Now I want to lose the weight and gain muscle. And I'm following Tim Ferriss's book still. So as of Sunday, today is what, Tuesday? As of Sunday, I went back to my regular eating. Although today, It's a little noisy and I apologize and I probably sound a little weird, but today I have to head to the office for work and I don't have access to all the same things I do, and I'm supposed to meet a group of people tonight to just have dinner with them. So I'm gonna splurge tonight, and actually all day, pretty much. Well, I am pretty much not going to have breakfast, I don't think. Yeah, I probably won't. I'll probably just grab a coffee. And then at lunchtime, I'll probably splurge, and then dinner time, I'll splurge, then go back to normal. And then next week, I'm gonna start looking, or not start looking, I'm gonna start doing the exercises in order, based on Tim Ferriss's book, in order to gain the muscle. So that's my plan. So we'll hit this. So we'll see how this works, whether my scale, so I have an idea that my scale doesn't work, meaning the scale that I use to tell the percentage of body fat and muscle mass that I have. So we're gonna put it to the test now, because I should be able to feel it, at least feel and see a difference between just losing weight and not gaining muscle versus what I'm doing now. At least that's my belief. And I should see a better result. And I'm sorry for all the noise, that's rain. I go from a lot of rain to leaving the US to a lot of heat and no rain, back to the US where it's just torrential downpour right now. Can you hear that? That's crazy. Absolute crazy. Anyways, so after this phase, what I'm going to do, once I gain the muscle mass and lose the body fat, is to actually run and see if I can keep, at least maintain the muscle mass while I run. A lot of people tell us that we're not able to do that. And I'm sure they're probably right, but you know me, I have to test things out for myself. So that's where I'm headed. So I'm thinking I'm gonna be starting my running journey in the winter. I'm hoping to lose the 7 pounds but gain the muscle mass that I'm looking for. Will take me about 3 months, which then will take, what are we in, August, September, October. So either October, November. So we're getting, maybe it's more like fall, but creeping into winter, we'll see. I'm hoping it's gonna take me about 3 months to accomplish this next phase that I'm in. So we'll see. I'll keep you updated. I apologize, it's been quite some time since the last episode, but you know, there wasn't really much to say except for, hey, I'm gaining weight by eating a lot of food. Maybe I could have described all the food, but that's counterproductive to what I wanted to do here. So that's it for today's episode. I'll let you know this Friday how the first week goes, and let's see what I accomplish with eating back the normal way, except for this today, Tuesday. So with that, have a good one, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, or Friday.